Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. Our weekly analyst, Charlie Pierce, is fond of saying, "The Super Bowl is good." To which Bill Littlefield responds, "The Super Bowl is big."
It looms above the weeks ahead, a giant among days. It's huge beyond the biggest time when anybody plays another game. It fills the winter with a warmish glow of country, heroes, money bet. So never mind the snow that might have fallen by the time the Super Bowl transpires. Within the hearts of all there burn these most persistent fires stoked by the wings and chips and beer accompanying the game. Without the stuff to eat and drink, it wouldn't be the same. It transcends icy blizzards, unplowed roads. There is no doubt the Super Bowl is all there is, unless the power's out. The build-up to the day itself is noise beyond compare. We learn what there is left to learn of both teams that prepare for television's biggest, loudest, most promoted show. It may be just a football game, but you would never know from all the sound and fury that might any senses deaden. You might suppose that the attraction must be Armageddon. We learn which players like to talk and which would rather not, and wish perhaps the latter numbered more for all the rot that gets reported as the days before the big game fly, and wonder that the writers don't take cyanide and die. Oh, I could bring up Final Fours or Battles for the Cup, named after Mr. Stanley, for since Hector was a pup, there have been lots of other sports, and these are facts, not theories. The Super Bowl's a rookie when compared to the World Series. Sure, people love the NBA when conference champs contend, and there are those who wish that soccer's World Cup wouldn't end. But in this land that tells itself it's brave as well as free, the game above all games is football, and it's plain to see that every year, as certain as the earth rolls through the sky, the Super Bowl glows brightest like a carnival on high. You might think that it's early to take note of this year's fest. Who knows which two teams in the playoffs will emerge as best, but is it ever premature to reference a story that's grown to be a spectacle that's wrapped itself in glory, inspired parties in its name as drums and bugles play? The Super Bowl's a-comin', folks. That's all I'm trying to say.
If you'd like to hear more from Only a Game, check out this week's show. We'll get a gaggle of great Super Bowl stories from SI senior writer Peter King and remember the Soviet Union's late but not particularly lamented Glasnost Bowl. We'll also tell the tale of a tenacious cyclist who set records riding in circles, lots of them. And remember, you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.